Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Ilona Europa, Accent on London edition on LA Talk Radio. So today is Monday. Everybody knows that for last 8 years, Monday is my day in studio. Normally we are in LA, but for almost 8-9 months, I'm filming or I'm recording my live interviews from London. So today is a little bit a surprise for all of us who listen to our show. I will take my accent on a little bit out of the studio and I will move to the charming, charming town. The name of this town is Hampstead. And we love to visit this town. And once, I can say once upon a time, I entered this beautiful little tiny mall, antique mall, and I just fell in love with everything what was inside. And the most, I really looked into one part of the store that presented so many beautiful paintings, and I made a good friend there. So I would love to introduce this friend to everybody. Like always, most of my friends or most of my guests are from another countries. This time, it's the same situation. My guest is originally from Nigeria. So I think this is a time to just say hi to Charles. Hi, Charles.
Oh, good morning or good afternoon.
Yes. Elena. We are listening. Whole world is watching or listening. So some people... Yes. Right now, but we are not. So, Charles, can you tell us your full name because it's unusual?
Yes, my name is Charles Uchobi.
So,
and it's from Nigeria.
Uchobi.
Yes.
And you are originally from Nigeria, yes?
That's correct, yes. Yes. I came here many years ago.
And I mentioned it, I just was walking on this beautiful, beautiful town and just entered your heavenly place with so many paintings on the wall, so many unusual old books, and we just struck conversations. So I thought that you would be just perfect guest for Accent On. So I think we'll start to interview you because we want to know a little bit your life story. As a little bit later into our interview, we have a live feed which you are talking about paintings on the wall, you're talking about your favorite books, you are talking a little bit about everything what I really will ask you if you will be in my studio. So, but right now, your life story, that's what interesting me the most. How many years ago did you came to London?
I came to the United Kingdom in 1974 as a young boy from Nigeria. At the time, the country had just come out of many years of civil war. So I came not to London, but to Birmingham, where I went to school. And so a long, long time ago.
You said school. So yes. What did you decide to study here?
Well, I was a child, so I went to school to do my exams, and from there I went up to university and to read law.
That's
and
always
from there,
because you are like, oh, that's my life. I was just studying school, and then I just went to college. I decided to study the law. This is not so easy. Study the law. What type of law you study? If you can tell us.
Well, it was just academic law, so it was a mixture of many things from the law of tort, criminal law, comparative law, maritime law, etc. And also a dissertation included in the third year. My dissertation was on the sovereignty of states over territory, with specific reference to Ceuta and Melilla and the Falkland Islands. And yeah, so that was my dissertation.
Very, very interesting. So they were like 80s or beginning?
Yeah, 1980s, yeah, mid-80s.
Yes. So, yes. And like in many, many situations in our life, sometimes our life turns another direction and we just are deciding to do something else in our life. I know that you, your passion really is something overwhelmed you and you decided to continue with what you are really interested in is an art. Yes.
So yes. Yes.
When did this happen?
Well, it's to actually physically start trading in art and rare books was something that I started in July 2019, actually, so just a year ago. And I had been collecting for many years. I've been buying pictures and books from auctions and from private individuals. And a set of circumstances aligned themselves to allow me to, you know, do what I actually liked. So I moved away from managing people and getting up in the morning and working for somebody else and getting a headache and dealing with people to actually just working for myself and, yeah, and actually exercising my passion and seeing whether I could be successful working for myself.
Yeah, that's a very, very dangerous arena.
Yes.
It's very, very not easy to work for yourself, especially that for so many years you were working, looks like for somebody else or for another company. But you were mentioning, I heard you well, I think, managing people. What do you mean by that?
Well, I've been managing people for a very long time, doing in different jobs. And as any manager will tell you, the hardest part of the working day is dealing with individuals, whether they're the people that work for you or the people that work for others. And if you are on a contract, the people that you're working for, your client, you need to be especially careful of, and you need to be especially, you know, sort of stringent in your relationship with them. And it can be a bit of a headache. And to be honest with you, a lot of the clients were particularly unpleasant people, and they enjoyed being unpleasant.
I know. They think, oh, I'm paying you, so you need to really devote your life to me.
That's exactly it.
I am a musician. We are dealing with managers, and managers are dealing with artists. It's just not easy business. I can understand this very, very well. But right now you have this part of your life behind you.
Yes.
And what you really are doing right now, all what you
is
want.
What I love.
What? Yes. And I just want people to listen to our show, because when we'll go further, like I said, we have this live conversation from this beautiful place that you redisplay one of the coolest paintings and you describe so passionately most of them. So I hope people will stick with us and just listen to the end of the show, because I'm also hoping that if somebody decides to contact you and just talk to you, or maybe buy some art, or maybe ask for advice where and how to buy, all is possible. You have this special place outside of the store. You are you have your store on the internet. So could you tell us how people can find you and contact you?
Okay. Well, people can find me physically from Wednesday to Sunday in Hampstead on Heath Street. So I have a little shop in the Emporium, the Antiques Emporium, and we're open from 10:30 in the morning till 5:30 in the evening. So that's how you can find me physically. Now, you can find me on the internet on my website, which is gunnersburyarts.co.uk. I'm also on Instagram, so it's just quite simple, Gunnersbury Arts. Or you can email me, and all my details and contact details, telephone number, etc., are on my website. And I, as soon as I get emails, I answer them.
Wow.
I'm very keen to talk to clients, prospective clients, people who look for advice on what to buy, Yeah, and also pointing people in the right direction, because working in Hampstead, one gets to meet other gallery owners and exchange ideas.
Yes, it's very easy to talk to you. I thought that I will ask you one question, and 20 minutes later, I knew that we could talk ever and ever and ever. And yes, when we'll be talking a little bit more, I have in my hands a little bit later your business card, so people can stop a video and they can also read everything what is on this business card. But like I said, you mentioned that website is available. And again, you can slowly repeat the website for people who listen.
Yes, of course.
A radio show. And they are not on a Facebook, so they cannot see us and your business.
Yes.
Again, one more time.
So it's gunnersburyarts.co.uk. So it's Gunnersbury, that's GUNNERSBURY. Arts, all one word.
Thank you for that, because that was the tough for people who don't have ear for the English, wonderful English.
Yes.
Okay, so GUNNERSBURY arts, one word.
Yes, yes.
CO.UK. So I think we have all information right now that we need. And, you know, you are telling me, okay, so I was studying a lot and I was managing a lot of people. That was many, many years, for many years. And then I decided to become an art dealer. Or you are, of course, purchasing art, and that's all what you wanted to do. But somehow you are not born this way. You created your own love for the art. So when did this happen? How? And when you decided that art is something that really makes you love and want to devote your life, probably rest of your life, to this business of being surrounded by art and still talking to clients, because whatever you say, when we're purchasing paintings from you, we are your client.
Yes.
So tell me, when this twist of faith happened, when the love for the art began?
Well, the love for the arts has always been there, even as a child. So as a child, I very much enjoyed classical music, I enjoyed jazz, I enjoyed looking at pictures. And, you know, one of the first books I actually engaged with was an old encyclopedia that had a lot of pictures in there. And in that encyclopedia were pictures of the Mona Lisa. You had, you know, paintings by Goya, Picasso, all the famous artists. You even had Gainsborough's Blue Boy in there. And these pictures fascinated me. And I would look at them for many hours, and I would try to draw them myself. That is actually where they are, the love of painting started. And I mentioned I was at school in Birmingham. Birmingham has a museum and gallery that has one of the most foremost collections of Pre-Raphaelite art in the country. And guess where I used to spend my Saturday afternoons? So I would spend my Saturday afternoons in the Birmingham Gallery and looking at pictures. And from there on, my passion grew and grew. In fact, so much so that in adult life, whenever I went to a particular city in the world, I would always try and go and see a picture from that encyclopedia I had as a child. So if I'm in Spain, I'll go and see one. If I'm in Denmark, I'll go and see one. If I was in Manchester, I would go and see a home and hunt. Yeah, it's that's how it started. And it never really went away.
Yes. And then, you know, somebody say purchasing art, this is pretty expensive hobby. Now it's your profession. And I don't know for how many years you are really investing in art. And how hard is for you to say goodbye to painting if somebody wants to purchase from you? To me, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, I buy because I love, and now I need to, hopefully make profit, and I wish that you are making profit from all your investments, but still, you need to say goodbye to painting that you love because you chose to buy it before.
That's true. And let me give you an example, very close to the time we're in now. Do you remember that picture that you liked, the one by Cecilia Meyer, the Brazilian, the one of the abstracts of a sailing boat.
I know.
A racing yacht. Well,
beautiful color. Very modern, yes. But very romantic.
Yes, yes. That sort of it was a silkscreen print in bold blues and reds and gold, etc. You saw it that day. The following day, I sold it.
I am so happy.
Thank you very much.
You know, it's so funny because I have so many guests from all around the world coming to my studio releasing their singles. And sometimes they almost ask me, can I come to release my single? Because I was very lucky with the song when I presented for the first time on your show. So this is for the first time I want to believe that this is a little bit of my little magic.
Yes, it was your magic. It was your magic that did it, because you liked it. You put a bit of a gold dust on it. The following day, I had a very nice chap and his friend turn up, and they loved it straight away. And within 10 minutes, it was in the taxi heading towards Fitzjohn Avenue in Hampstead. So that was fantastic.
I am so happy for you. So happy. Gosh, this painting is amazing. But they say that's what's happened. The magic happened. If you cannot go and see Charles face to face, yes, he can. I think he needs to talk to you people, because it's different way when we are even looking at internet. It's still cold way of buying art. I think what makes us fall in love with the art that is so visual is also storytelling of the artist, because you are an artist. You way how you are selling and describing is certain way of artistry. You are just creating history, a little bit moment of sweetness and attachment to the art that you want to purchase. When I was there, I fell in love with two or three paintings, which one. And it's like you really want to have these paintings on your wall. And I want everybody to not only to watch our show, to really, really not feel threatened, thinking, oh my gosh, I probably cannot afford paintings, because some of them are probably in an okay price range for people to enjoy, yes? So,
let me give an example. I mean, you spoke about, you know, is collecting art expensive? It can be, but I started off actually buying what I liked. And to be sure that sometimes what I bought was original and authentic, I would actually go out and buy pictures that were damaged. They were old and they were damaged, and we knew they were by the artist, and then I would get them restored. I also hunt for pictures. So I go to auctions and I try to look for pictures that have slipped under the radar, and that requires research. So over the course of, you know, detecting a picture, hunting for it, and catching it, is a lot of research involved. The artist style, the signature, you know, the provenance, where has it come from, who has owned it, and why is it there where it is now? So the whole thing is actually very, very exciting. And in the course of buying, I mean, a typical picture may take the best part of 4 weeks to buy after all the research and knowledge. So by the time you've actually got it in one's hands, you actually have now an affinity towards it, its history and its story. And it makes it very easy to talk about. It makes it very easy to be enthusiastic about it. And I hope that enthusiasm, you know, shows when I speak to a client.
Yes, like I say, this enthusiasm, you did the same to us. I really, really was enjoying the first meeting with you. It had nothing to do with interview. We were just talking a little bit, and then you just brought this great history of your life. Then you start showing little beautiful books even to my daughter. I know she loves old books. Then she called me. She said, Mom, you need to come and talk to Charles. He is very, very interesting gentleman. Then I came a week. I think we spent maybe 40 minutes. Then I knew I want to interview so much. And then I came back, like I said, a few minutes from now, everybody can see us, and who people who see us on the Facebook, and they can also see what you have to offer and also see your greatness and really charm. Like I say, you created aura of a nice moment in a time when you learn about paintings, also when you feel like you want to purchase one. And you for sure don't make us scared as a client, you know, gosh, I will be pushed into buying something, or maybe I will feel
No.
You really educate the client. That's the best way of selling by education. So if you can give us a little bit, maybe anecdote, do you remember maybe the easiest way of sell? Seems like this was like 2 days ago. Or maybe the hardest way of somebody to trying to purchase some art, or maybe unusual way that few people wanted the same paintings. Do you remember some unusual moment when you deal with?
Well, I can give you an example of recently, actually from yesterday. I have a very nice picture of the coronation scene of the 1953, and I've had it for a few months. And a gentleman came in yesterday. And he absolutely loved that picture. He really likes it. And he's a collector of that sort of genre of pictures and raw memorabilia. And but like all these things, he doesn't like the price. So now it's just it's a case of reaching a position where he is comfortable. That's the hardest part of it. That's the hardest part of the negotiation. The pictures will sell themselves because all of them are done by prominent artists. So the artists that I have, if you can look up in art history books, and they're there, and I can authenticate every single one of them. So the hardest part is really the negotiation as to price. And price, in my case, range from, you know, £50 to, you know, to whatever the most priciest picture I have. So really, I have pictures for all pockets and for all experiences and for all tastes.
So now will be my next question. I would love to see you in your own place. Do you have lots of paintings on the wall?
Actually, do you know what? If you had if the video had worked, you would have seen that my walls here are covered in pictures. I have pictures stacked up next to me, to my left, to my right. I don't really watch television. I change pictures on the wall and look at those instead.
Oh, this is so beautiful. It's so nice to say. I know what you mean. Because what happened that we moved here, so we have only, we didn't take a lot of stuff from America to London, but we took one paintings, and happened is the Paris. So you sit in front of this big painting, and every time you find something else, a little bird, a different tree, the clothes, how the, people were dressed when they were walking on the street. So I know what you're saying. It's like listening to the music. You can listen over and over, or classical music especially. You always will find something else that draws you to listening to this, sound that you enjoy.
Yes.
Same with painting. So I understand that that's your TV, but I'm so sorry that for people who are watching us on Facebook, they will be seeing you live. They will be seeing the paintings that we are talking about.
Yes.
The two that we mentioned, one that you sold, another that is almost sold, and you talk about this painting too. And so from this was 1950 something, yes?
1953.
So
coronation.
Yes. So who knows? Maybe you will get phone call, and maybe you'll be telling. And you can tell me you sold tomorrow. You need to hire because I will be the lucky charm lady, and I will be standing, you know, every Saturday, Sunday with pleasure for 15 minutes and just give little magical dust. So
exactly, yes, that would be most welcome.
So do you remember your first painting that you purchased, your first?
Yes.
On your own money, yes, earned that you just decided to spend on a painting, not on something else.
Okay, right. I can tell you a rather amusing story. So when I started buying pictures seriously, I wasn't very good at it, as you can imagine. So and I saw a picture at an auction site, and I liked it. It wasn't of great artistic merit, but I liked it. And in the auction itself, I turned up and I bid for it, and I got it. It wasn't very expensive. It wasn't very expensive at all. However, I came back the following day to pay for it and to take it away. And imagine this painting was hanging midway up a wall in an auction house, and they brought it down. The lower it came, the more I saw how big it was. Oh. This picture was massive. It was 3 meters by 3 meters. And I thought, how am I going to get this home? And eventually, I got a friend of mine who owns a garage to come with a van, and it fitted in there. And I got, and to give you an idea, this picture, as I said, is 3 meters by 3 meters, and it shows a wooded scene in Germany. Yeah, and literally, it takes up a quarter of a wall. And exactly. And it hasn't moved since then. It's been in the same space since I bought it.
You don't need a furniture. Your one wall is the German beautiful, you know, forest. I wish we could see everything. And yes. One day, without the Zoom, we had some problems with Zoom. So yes. We will do a little bit, you know, 15 minutes with you, because I would love to see your place. And knowing that entering your place, you are surrounded by art, and you are leaving your home, you're going to your place in, Hampstead Antique and Craft Emporium, and you are surrounded by art too. You have this little wonderful chair that you are sitting there too and reading. It's just magical. It's magical. Yes. I think you need to start thinking how to bring art to young people. Did you ever think that you can really educate people or young people? Did you ever had a chance to just create this type of environment that young people can come to you and just listen to you talk about art?
Well, actually, that was also one of the things that I wanted to achieve in terms of, because a lot of people view art and selling art as rather elitist, and it isn't. And to put it not too fine a point in it, it really boils down to whether you like a picture or not. Do you like this picture? Yes. Would you have it on your wall? Yes. Job done. Okay. And that really is it. And I'm trying to attract all different levels of people to come and buy from me. Hence the reason why I've diversified my stockholding. I mean, before, I really bought for myself, and I tried to sell what I had bought. So I dealt with that classical period of British painting from about 1780 to about, you know, the late Victorian period, where everyone painted and art was spoken of and it was a major thing. Now, I've begun to look at art in a wider context. So I'm looking at modern art, pop art, cartoons and lithography, etchings. Within this wide range is a price point for everybody. So as I said, you can buy a picture from me for £50, or you can buy a picture from me for whatever, depending on what it is and by whatever artist. But what I can tell you, what I can assure you, is that whatever picture you buy from me will bring joy to you. It will bring joy. And one of the things I do as well is that there are a few artists around Hampstead, and you know, some of them will bring a picture for me, to hang on the wall, one or two pictures to hang on the wall to sell on their behalf. And I do that quite gladly at no charge to them.
That's wonderful. That's a real good support for the artists who are in this town. Just this town is very charming and has this certain something. So I hope everybody...
It's a beautiful place.
Place really to live and walk and just enjoy it. And I cannot even say how I am really lucky that I can experience surroundings here and this cool town. And meeting you is a really, really highlight of our last month for sure.
Yes.
So I would like to move people who are able to watch us on Facebook. Again, if you go to Facebook, you find Accent on Radio TV and or Ilona Europa. So you will really figure out how to get us on Facebook. But people who are listening to our show, they will be still hearing your beautiful stories when we are live talking from inside of your store. But for right now, I think I will tell you to you goodbye, and I will move to our pre-taped video. So a lot of people will enjoy probably us talking and just seeing the gorgeous paintings. And I hope I will bring you good luck, and a lot of people will fall in love with the paintings, and they will call you, contact you. We will put again information on the video. But for right now, could you again repeat your name and how you spell your name, and again your website?
Thank you very much, Ilona. So my name is Charles Uchobi, and the website is gunnersburyarts.co.uk, and I'm at Hampstead Antique and Craft Emporium from Wednesday to Sunday, 10:30 to 5:30.
Thank you.
Please come
so much. I know, of course, I will see you probably this week anyway, because we all remember, I always can find something good there. Thank you so much for this interview, and for everybody who is watching us on Accent.on, now is the pleasure to see us live in a store. For people who cannot see us live, please listen to our show over and over on LA Talk Radio. Just go to Accent On, scroll down to archives. If you want to repeat all the information, you can hear again, and all our show will be there forever. Thank you, Charles. See you soon.
Thank you, Lena. Thank you. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio. I thought that today I will maybe do different approach to our interview. I was walking around and visiting an amazing, beautiful town very close to London. The name of the town is Hampstead. And what did I find out? Amazing antique mall. I just love antiques. I love little tchotchkes. I love gorgeous art. I love everything what antiques have to offer. But I never thought that I would meet my new friend. Hi, Charles.
How are you?
I'm really fine. I really would love to have Charles on our longer interview. So we'll be having 15 minutes conversation a little bit later. But right now, I would like to talk a little bit with Charles to find out where he came from and what is his gallery about, and maybe people are interested to check him out and just purchase some paintings. He's just a wonderful gentleman, and his life is pretty interesting. So let's talk to Charles again. Charles, you are from?
I'm from Nigeria originally.
Originally from Nigeria.
Yes.
So next question will be, why London? And
well, London is where everyone gravitates towards after university and after life elsewhere. So I came here many years ago, and I've lived all over London. So I've lived east, west, north, and now I'm back in West London.
I know that people can talk to you, see you, and to see what you have to offer, your style. Your gallery has certain genre of painting. So could you tell me, because you are loving certain style.
Yes, my personal tastes are the classic age of British painting and watercolours, which is about 1780 to late Victorian times, about 1900. But unfortunately, a lot of people currently don't like that period. So I've had to mix my and change my tastes.
Okay. Yes. So you mix them
yes.
now.
Yes. Exactly. Yes, to please a lot of the people who come here, customers and clients.
Wonderful. Yes. But you know what? I believe that if you mix it in a certain genre, yes. people will follow your taste. Yes. You just need to make people stand maybe a little longer and
yes.
just let people talk to you, because the way how you describe your passion and paintings and how you acquire your art is very, very exciting. I promise that Charles has something else for us in his sleeves. He writes poetry, so I yes. need to bring one or two and maybe read a little bit for us. And
yes.
we will for sure find out more about your education and your love story. And just again, we'll give people all information how to get in touch with Charles, even when they are not in Hampstead. They could be somewhere else, but yes. for sure the paintings are for grab and are beautiful. So I would love maybe a little bit go around and just show people certain paintings.
No, I'm thinking, and that was one of my favorites, the Hubert von Hochkammer.
Yes,
yes, yes, the Hubert. Yeah, the Hubert von Hochkammer. So, okay. So he was a very successful artist and teacher in England from about the mid-Victorian period to the early 20th century, and he had a teaching school in Bushey in Middlesex.
Yeah. Wonderful. And some people are purchasing paintings because they just know the value.
Yes.
A lot of people are purchasing because they just want to be surrounded by art, or
yes.
just they want to change decoration in their home.
Yes.
All of them I see in modern houses, in the little older style houses, they could fit it in
yes.
in everything. But this one, for sure, is
yes.
different, completely well, different, not what you probably will choose
well,
right away.
Well,
tell
actually,
us a little bit more about this model.
I love this picture. Because it's very, very dramatic.
Colors are just amazing.
Yes, it's very dramatic. And it's by a Brazilian artist called Cecilia Meyer.
Mm-hmm.
And Cecilia Meyer is actually nearer to you than to me. She lives now in L.A.
Oh.
Yes. So she's now a California Cecilia. And this picture is abstract. But when you look at it, it has fantastic colors. The sweep of it is beautiful. It reminds me of the ocean.
Absolutely. I'm afraid
yes.
to say what I
yes.
see. But yes,
yes.
I see the woman. I see
yes.
just really ocean or
yes.
the ship. I don't know what is this, but movement for sure. Water.
Exactly, because you can look at it in two ways. The first one is it reminds one of the 1930s J-class racing yachts with the big central sail. Or it reminds you of the ocean-going liners, you know, the Queen Elizabeth, Queen
close.
Mary, yes.
Exactly.
Yes. But either which way, it's beautiful. And
so one more time, name of the artist?
Cecilia Meyer.
Cecilia Meyer.
Yeah.
Do you have another one that you would like to tell us a little bit about?
Oh, that gentleman up there, I don't know who he is. I don't know who the artist is.
Honestly.
But I think it's beautiful. And it came from a house in Scotland, in Dunfermline in Scotland.
So we don't know who he is.
Unfortunately, we don't know who
so
he is.
So we can pretend that it's grandfather or grandfather-uncle.
Somebody's great-grandfather or great-uncle. But it's
very handsome.
Yes.
Beautiful drawing.
Yes. It's a beautiful put-together portrait.
Wonderful.
And, but one of my other favourites is this picture here. And I've covered it up, and all you can see is this. Now, this was used in 1930 by Shell when they did their advertising. So this is one of the first advertising posters that was used by Shell to advertise their petrol and road travel, etc. And it was done by a chap who actually is renowned for this. His name is Hal Wolf. And Hal Wolf, unfortunately, was more famous in death than in life.
Oh, like
yes.
most of painters and yeah. artists.
Yes.
Yes.
In fact, there's not really much information about him. The largest body of information on Hal Wolf is in Hansard
in the Houses of Parliament.
Wow.
Yeah, because he was killed by the police in the 1960s in London.
I'm so sorry. Yes,
and the Home Office and the Home Secretary and Parliament, questions were asked, and the whole thing was swept under the carpet.
Ouch.
Yes.
See, that's why we love to talk to you, Charles. So your full name, could you give us your full name?
That's Uchobi, Charles Uchobi.
That's very good. And your website is?
Yes, my website is Donnersbury Arts. So that's Donnersbury, A-R-T-S, .co.uk. And on there are some of my paintings. Not all of them, because I have quite a few. And I have my email address on there and telephone numbers so I can be contacted.
Yeah, and I'm sure when the client or any art lover has some vision what they would like to have in home, they can describe.
So I also do consulting as well. So if you require redecoration or you require advice on a particular artist or acquiring pieces of art, I can advise you or acquire them on your behalf.
And also into legal, tell people that you have a law degree, so you are talking to a person who is not only loving art, but pretty smart, very well educated, and all the way around, coming from Nigeria, now he's in London, now he's our official friend.
Yes.
And to close this tiny little segment, life segment, which I have, this painting, Natasha, my daughter, will love it. She, every time when we're in a big museum, she always snaps the pictures of flowers and just gorgeous, you know, paintings of who is this?
Well, I can tell you that painting is a watercolour, and it was done by a very prominent artist in her time called Ethel Hall. Now, there are a lot of fantastic women artists, but a lot of them have been obscured by time and by male colleagues. So Ethel Hall, I rescued from an auction in the northwest of England. It was looking sorry for itself in an envelope, and I bought it and had it mounted and framed.
Thank you so much. I think this beautiful bouquet can be given to everybody.
Yes.
And I cannot wait to continue our interview 2 days from now.
Yes.
And on Monday, Accent on London edition on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Everybody will have a chance to listen to our interview and know your life story, because like always, we have amazing guests. Because their life is so amazing, and that's why I was drawn to Charles. Okay, I thought I would let Charles know, but I need to share maybe another part of his gallery here with us, because we will see unusual old books. But before Charles will talk about books, I would love to talk a little bit about two paintings. I see France and I see Britain.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about this. Two paintings. Remind me one that we have in our place a little bit. So can you tell us who is the artist? I love it, that.
But this is an Italian artist called Giordano, and it's a mid-late 20th century of the Bibliothèque Nationale in Paris. And it is beautiful. It's what can I say? It's very Parisian.
Yes, it's very Parisian. And yes. I just love the style very much when it comes to me. Yes. Colors and just lively, very lively in the streets in Paris. Very exciting. Cannot wait to visit Paris again. So, and one above, which you mentioned, is very interesting.
Yes, the top one is actually one of my favorites. And this is a picture by a British artist called Claude Bendel. And this was painted in 1953 at the Queen's coronation. So Claude Bendel had the task of painting the arrival of the state coach at Westminster Abbey. And this is the result. And I found this damaged at an auction. And so I acquired it and have paid for it to be restored. What I like about it is the fact that it shows the splendour of Westminster Abbey on that day. You can see the temporary construction around the abbey where all the dignitaries sat. And in front of the abbey, you see the arrival of the household division, the household cavalry, and the massed ranks of the Royal Marines, the Grenadier Guards, and the Royal Air Force. And behind them, you can just see the tops of their heads are members of the Honourable Artillery Company, who are the most senior regiment of the British Army. In fact, actually the oldest regiment of the British Army. And in front of them are the most senior, the Grenadier Guards.
That's a beautiful, beautiful moment in history. I wonder if our Queen is supposed to know about this painting, because maybe she will really look back in time and say, oh my gosh, that's my life. And
pictures of the Queen are actually very popular. About 2 months ago, I sold a portrait of the Queen in watercolors to an Iranian gentleman. And I asked him, where is it going? He goes, I'm taking it to Tehran to hang in my office.
Interesting, very interesting. And, she's a great queen for so many years, so I understand why people love her. And she's beautiful, isn't
she? Oh, she is, yes.
With her age, she's aging beautifully. So now, let's give a little focus on another part of your antique collecting.
Yes. You're
talking books. So maybe pick one and tell us why.
Well, the majority of my books are to do with two great loves of mine. The first one is travel, and the second one is war. Some people say it's the same thing. So literally all the books here have an interest with discovery and travel and exploration.
All different parts of the world. And I have books like this one here. Just pull one out.
So this one is by the Italian explorer called Belzoni.
Belzoni had a very interesting life. He was started off as a circus performer and somehow or other ended up working as an explorer and acquiring artifacts in Egypt and Nubia with Henry Salt. And all these discoveries in here form the basis of the British Museum's collection in Egyptology. So this is the book. Unfortunately, I only have the one volume. The second volume is very, very rare, and that's all the etchings and color lithography.
So again, if somebody has number two and wants number one, talk to Charles. And I think it's very cool backdrop for your business card. Yes. Oh, that's cute. Now we have all the information already for you. So, how much book like that, cost? I don't know if you can price this.
A book like this would set you back £300.
Okay, but that's like history of history.
Yes.
Oh, it's so well bound. Did you
this book actually. This is original. So this book came from the library of Lord Lambton.
Has something inside it. It's always surprising when some note from previous owner.
Yes.
Probably. Oh wow! I don't want to show everything, but it's amazing.
Yes.
Amazing. So somebody touched this for so many years, and now it's here.
Yes. So this came from Lambton Castle, from a 1939 sale, But the most interesting book I've got here, my most favourite book here, is this one. Yes, I've got it wrapped up.
Of course.
And for people who remember a few years ago, Richard III in Leicester, when his body was found, well, this is a book that was written in 1647. And it gives the history of
1647.
Yes, and it gives the history of Richard III.
This is amazing.
So, and the interesting thing about it is that this gives the lie to Tudor propaganda that Richard was a very bad king, but it actually shows he was actually a decent king and a decent man. I've had to repair it.
Of course, but we almost don't want to repair anything. Perfect. It's in perfect condition how it is. My gosh. Wow. And so how did you find this one?
This one, like most of my of the books that I have, I either buy them from auctions or buy them privately from people. Mm-hmm. This one, I bought it in a shop in West London. I shan't tell you where, but it was a great find.
Congratulations. That's what everybody when it comes to the antique mall hopes for.
Yes.
We will find some unusual little things that forever will be in our families. And I think this corner It's very worth to see. So everybody who knows Hampstead or wants to visit Hampstead, please see the Charles. The antique place is one of the biggest here.
Yes,
it's in the corner. What is the street?
So this is on Heath Street, but you can be accessed from the High Street, Hampstead High Street, or from Heath Street. In Perrins Court.
And of course, if we are not able to see Hampstead right now, you always can find Charles and his art on a website.
Yes.
Again, you're on Instagram too. Yes.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram and on Facebook and obviously on my website. Enter your search engine, Gonesbury Arts, and hopefully I should pop up.
Thank you so much. And talk to you later.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.